If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Prophecy fulfilled has shown that Jesus was just who he said he was, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And prophecy is pointing to the fact that he is coming back as the resurrected, conquering Messiah.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL, under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, whenever my wife and I fly and have to make connections through certain airports, we get a little nervous about whether the gate to which we are arriving is close enough to the gate through which we are departing. Well, before this story gets too complicated, let's just say there has been more than one time in which we had to run, and I mean run, through terminals to not miss our next flight. A few times, we failed. We missed it. Have you ever been looking for something to happen? An event or sale? Even a friend's or maybe a loved one's birthday or anniversary. And then when the time came, you were distracted and you missed it. Well, how many belated birthday cards have I sent? Well, the little town of Bethlehem in Israel missed what was the most important birth in human history. Should they have known? Should they have been paying attention? And are we just as guilty today? Well, we'll talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But listen as Casting Crowns sings about what happened in Bethlehem while you were sleeping.
The little town of Bethlehem looks like another silent night. Above your deep and dreamless sleep, a giant star lights up the sky. And while you're lying in the dark, there shines an everlasting light. For the King has left his throne and is sleeping in a manger tonight. Oh Bethlehem, what you have missed while you were sleeping, for God became a man and stepped into your world today. Oh Bethlehem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping, Mary shivers in the cold, trying to keep the Savior warm. Born among the animals, wrapped in dirty rags, because there was no room for him in the world he came to save. Oh Bethlehem, what you have missed while you were sleeping, for God became a man and stepped into your world today. Oh Bethlehem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping, you United States of America looks like another silent night. As we're sung to sleep by philosophies that save the trees and kill the children. And while we're lying in the dark, there's a shout heard across the eastern sky. For the bridegroom has returned and has carried his bride away in the night, in the night. America, what will we miss while we are sleeping? Would Jesus come again and leave us slumbering where we lay? America, will we go down in history as a nation with no room for its king? Will we be sleeping? Will we be sleeping?
In the Gospel of Luke, in the Bible, Luke records that Joseph and Mary took a trip while Mary was pregnant from their home in Nazareth, Galilee, to pay taxes and be counted in a census. It reads in chapter 2, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child." And then Luke tells us that while there in Bethlehem, Mary gave birth. And he says this along with another piece of important information. He says that she placed the baby in a manger, a feed trough, because Joseph and Mary were staying in a stable. Because, as Luke says, there was no room for them in the inn. Apparently, everyone, except Mary and Joseph, who were too humble to complain, were unaware of the status of this baby. He was the long-awaited Messiah. He was God become man, being born to a woman that was a virgin, who had no sexual relations with anyone, including her fiancé, Joseph. They were all unaware. Of course, Luke tells us that some shepherds got word from some angels that this was happening, and they came to visit in the stable and worshiped the child, Jesus. The disciple Matthew also gave some insight into the larger event when he records in his book that magi, or wise men, from probably Persia, came a few years later to find Jesus still in Bethlehem. When they got close geographically, that is, to Jerusalem, they inquired of the official there, King Herod, who checked with his Bible scholars. They found a passage in the prophet Micah that told where the Messiah was to be born. It says, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." On that basis, Herod not only sent the wise men on to find this Messiah, but when they didn't come back and report to him, Matthew tells us that Herod, this megalomaniac that he was, sent troops to kill every child 2 years and under in Bethlehem so that this Messiah would not threaten his kingship. Obviously, he didn't succeed. But even though Herod and his scholars found the Micah prophecy, Bethlehem, Herod, and the rest of the players at the time really missed it. They missed the fact that Micah went on to tell Israel that everything would be silent, like Israel was abandoned until the Messiah was born in Bethlehem. He says it in chapter 5, verse 3. They should have expected him in Bethlehem, and then everyone in Israel should have known from the prophet Daniel, 77s, weeks of years that is, are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin. From the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, that is the Messiah, the ruler, comes, there will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens. In other words, it was time for these things to happen. All the notices were issued. The train was coming in the station. Now was the time, and Bethlehem was where this anointed one was going to be born. Somehow, some way, they all missed it. And the one that finally looked it up tried foolishly to thwart it. Bethlehem missed the Messiah then. But the question is, what is our excuse if we miss him now? Prophecy after prophecy told them Jesus was coming right then. Prophecy fulfilled has shown that Jesus was just who he said he was, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And prophecy is pointing to the fact that he is coming back as the resurrected, conquering Messiah. Are you ready? You can be ready right now. Why don't you receive him into your life by asking him to come in? Would you pray with me and do that right now? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I don't understand it all, but I do believe in you. I know I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness and cleansing. Please come in. Change me. Be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. And let me send you more information on this new life in Christ. And may God richly bless you.
Been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.